In South Australia, fires on Kangaroo Island have killed two people and raged through about a third of the land. And the emergency isn't over as fires are still burning on the west of the island. Thousands of tourists have been forced to evacuate to the mainland. Pierre Greger is a long-time resident of Kangaroo Island and the chairman of its Tourism, Food, Wine and Berry Association. I spoke to him a short time ago.
Well, there's a mixture of still response, of course. You know, fires are burning in some of the areas, and this will occur, I think this will be a going concern for several weeks. But we're also in recovery mode, and there's a lot of action being taken to support those that have been affected, and also to market, importantly, continue to market Kangaroo Island as a destination that is actually still here and is still open for business.
How worried are you that the fires and the publicity, of course, surrounding them are going to have a big impact on the tourism industry?
Yeah, look, I think messaging is really important. And continued visitation is part of the recovery process. So clearly there will be some areas of the island that can't be accessed. But by the same token, we need to remember the island is the third largest island belonging to Australia, 4,400 square kilometres, approximately 25% has been affected by fire, and of course are no-go zones. But we still have over 250 kilometres of pristine coastline. We've got Farmgate and Cellar Doors that are keen to continue business.
Are some of those businesses in the unaffected areas getting cancellations already?
Yes, there are cancellations, and this is because of mixed messaging and confused messaging. You know, the focus tends to be on the, without being unfair, on the sensational component of disasters like these fires, and therefore those people that aren't well informed will simply cancel. Now, we do have accommodation providers that are screaming out for visitation. My recommendation is if people have booked to come, honour those bookings, continue to come. They will not be disappointed by the experience that they have.
And Mr. Greger, what can you tell us about livestock losses on the island?
So there's been horrific loss of farmland. The agricultural sector is now going through the process of dealing with I'll use the term stock management, you know, quite clearly. There are thousands of animals that have to be put down. It is hard to put a figure on it, but we are talking about tens of thousands.
I understand that it's feared the koalas on the island have been particularly badly hit. Do you know anything of that?
Yes, look, it's always a bit of a challenge when you start quoting figures and you know, you stand to be corrected. But there were approximately 50,000-odd koalas. I understand that approximately 50% of them may have perished. There's a lot of effort being put into triaging wildlife that's been affected. We're confident that in the fullness of time, the population will bounce back.
Pierre Greger, the chairman of the Kangaroo Island Tourism, Food, Wine and Berry Association.